Dum 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 dum.
I am.
Ooh, this is
bisexual.
Hot. Ooh, this is hot, bro. We gotta get Raymond Ace up on this bitch, bro.
I am.
Yo, hangover. Yo, hangover bar on Tuesdays. Yo, 9 to 12.
I need habits.
Yo, Raymond Ace in the motherfucking place.
Habits.
Got motherfucker Rockabilly. I'm about to be real smelly.
After
I hit your girl up with a fucking WhatsApp cup,
the
motherfucker.
Rabbits are fucking in this basement.
Yup.
That wasn't bad for a sec. That was actually okay for a sec.
Rabbits in the basement. That's a plot point of the movie Us. It was Jordan B's follow-up to Get Out. I'd like to stay inside tonight.
Yep, Jordan B.
It's very cold outside tonight.
Jordan B. Peterson, up on the air. I'm about to hit this shit with my hair, and I'm about to not care. Go back to my lair, really. And go back to my cave.
I'm kind of worried that the only face lotion I have incorporates sunscreen, but it's not a sunny night. It's just kind of a snowy night, and will the face lotion still suffice for my face?
God damn, did Robbie make this beat?
No, this
one's an internet. Oh, okay. Is this a royalty-free beat?
Is this gonna get ripped off our podcast?
No, it's royalty-free, which means that you can go pee in the motherfucking vagina.
Rabbits in the basement.
Can we start the podcast?
Rabbits in the basement.
We are. This is the podcast.
I don't. We're
Rabbits
the whole
in
time.
The basement.
This is the whole time. We're
it's
gonna.
Rabbits in the basement.
Dessert.
Dessert.
Yo, we're
in
gonna
the
go.
Dead room boys make a lot of noise.
Yep. How about we phase that out?
For Christmas, Rabbits Jeff got a bunch of sex toys.
Rabbits in the basement.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh, he got it right.
I got sex toys for Christmas.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Well, I did. I mean, I ordered that one, the big dildo. But listen, boys.
Did that come in?
It did come in.
How is it?
Did it come back out?
Let's just say I did not measure the car before I bought the couch. Are you picking up what I'm saying?
It's not enough space in the garage.
My God, did I hurt myself trying to get that couch in that car, you know.
Your asshole is a car in this metaphor.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the dildo's a big old big couch.
Okay.
And I got a little smart car.
A couch that you can attach to your thigh.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Smart car's good. It's hot in the gay community.
Is it?
I think so.
I've seen like two a year lately, you know. They're kind of pittering off.
Oh, I was talking about metaphor for tight butthole in the gay community is a good thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just started thinking about smart cars.
Smart cars.
You guys, we have an MTC tonight in loving memory of Josh, who
perished in the wildfire sandstorm.
Can we please have a moment of silence for Josh, who perished in the Omicron forest fire of Denver?
Was that caused by Omicron?
Oh, this is the silence.
Now, tell me when we're starting.
We're starting.
Okay.
Dead. It's dead. It's dead room comedy.
With Josh, Jacob, Elliot, and Jeff. Not a sign of life.
Well, that is, you know.
Shout out to our good comedian friend Whitney Cummings for that audio bite.
That was, we paid Whitney Cummings on Cameo to make that. Mm-hmm. To make that a little new thing. It's going to end our new videos.
That is our new audio. And a big shout out to, let's be honest, Gilbert Gottfried.
He
we didn't even have to pay him money. He reached out to us. He went out of his way. He reached out to us and he said, hey, how about I give you $500 and I audio record? I love your sketches.
He
52
said,
sketches.
He loves them.
He actually sent us multiple audio recordings and we were like, Gilbert, please just, you know, send us one.
Less heavy breathing. We know you're excited.
Yep.
We know you're excited, Gilbert, but these are just not going to work, okay?
Gilbert, we're human beings. So,
yeah.
You know.
Right. It's like he's met so many famous people. Why is he weird around us?
I don't know, dude. You know? And it's like he knows more famous people than us, which makes me think that we just like have this aura.
Yeah. About Evan, us. So it's weird. We've been talking to Gilbert, and he said, he's been hanging around us, and you should know this because I believe in you. I think you're going to really skyrocket and work with a lot of the greats in this world. And so the greats don't wear pants in private. So that's Gilbert's kind of just been hanging around in his undies. And he said that's normal for celebrities. They kind of just come over and hang out in celebrities. So we've been hanging out in our undies with Gilbert, and I think he looks good.
Yeah, it's mostly via Zoom right now. He's in a different state. What does that sound? Is that you? I think that that's you. You're like scraping against something.
I couldn't hear anything Jeff was saying.
Am I?
Thank you.
What am I scraping against?
All I could hear was that sound.
But now I can't hear it.
Yeah, now I can't hear it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was me.
I'm almost positive because I wasn't moving. Elliot wasn't moving.
I tried moving my cord to see if that was it.
It's mostly via Zoom with Gilbert. But yeah, we appreciate him.
Oh, was it your other earbud dragging on the floor?
No, that wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Huh. Well.
Anyway. That's what it's against your chin.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You motherfucker. Yeah. That is so annoying. Wow,
scruffy boy.
Oh, stop.
Okay. See, I'm like a little hot. I just smoked a little weed for the first time tonight, and so I was just like, I've been over here just like, this feels nice.
Yeah. And the whole time you were talking, you were just rubbing that microphone on your face.
Yeah, I didn't hear a single word that you said.
Yeah, okay.
What did I even say?
It is
Godfrey was
all that shit.
He zoomed us naked, and then we got that audio bite from that Zoom call.
Dick. Oh, yeah. Dick.
Not a sign of life. Just cock.
It is December 31st.
Year of our Lord.
2021.
2021.
Year of our Lord.
This is the final hours of this year.
Oh, could you pull up the drone sketch?
Pull up the drone. Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, pull up the drone sketch because that was. We filmed that, I think, like January 2nd, maybe.
Yeah,
it was pretty early. It was like a day or two after New Year's. And that was almost exactly a year ago. Holy shit.
Because I think I bought the drone on New Year's.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think we had it before.
Yeah, because I remember I had it loaded. I had a big car loaded up with like pizzas for us because we like all ate food here and shit like that. Yeah. Back when I was working at Costco and like providing meals for you guys. Remember that?
I remember all the bulk food.
Those meals never came back to me. You know what I mean?
Years on record, but it's over now. 2021 is upon us, and Dead Room Comedy is all about unity and peace.
I love
it. Guess what? We got a drone. That's right.
Yup.
Let's fly. Yeah, things are looking up in 2021.
Oh my
god. Wow, I don't have that car anymore.
Jeez, is that Jeff?
Remember the drone sketch?
Anyway, beautiful. That was before we had the Sinbad cameo.
Right,
that was before,
Sinbad wasn't even Happy New Year
from Dead Room Comedy.
I think Sinbad was the next one.
Yeah, and so
that was brilliant, though. What a start!
That was a very quick start to a sketch, and we had zero.
That wasn't the first sketch of the year, though.
No, we had probably like 20 subscribers or something like that by January. Now we have
444.
444.
222 more, please, tonight.
I know. No, we were trying to my goal was to hit 1,000. But
I think my goal was to hit 500. Anyway, we failed.
Well, there's still time. We'll keep those phone lines open. Okay.
Yeah, keep the phone lines open.
Guys, keep the phone lines open. What is that?
It's intestines.
Oh. Okay. Lettuce.
Big things in 2022. I just started the Dead Room TikTok. We're going to be on the CCP's radar.
Did you post?
The Dead Talk, I'd say,
for TikTok, we just do it real informal. Sort of like the four F words in a camera from the Vine days. You guys don't even remember that, but the true.
Oh, enlighten us.
Well, I'm not going to say the slur, but it was a slur. But it was four college kids who had a Vine account together, and they got massively popular.
Uh-huh.
And so I was thinking along the lines of that. And they did very informal sketches, like very just like conversational stuff, and it was entertaining.
It was good. Is it a prank? Is it a prank show?
No, it was a Vine account.
Nothing he said there. I didn't get prank out of anything he said there.
I know, but I was thinking it would be fun. It would be cool if we did.
You know who did audition for Elliot's?
your thing went really well in the middle of my sentence.
Oh,
actually.
Sorry,
so no, that was good.
No, you can go.
No,
ahead.
Was that the first prank? I just think it'd be fun to do a prank show.
It would be. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Because it's totally unique and novel, and nobody's ever done it. That's for sure. You know who auditioned for a role of Elliot last night? Brad Galley.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah, and he crushed it. So.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Oh, yeah, so last night at the Palace City Mic, we told everyone that we were auditioning for the role for Elliot's replacement in Dead Room Comedy.
Oh, cool.
In case...
That should be easy to cast. Everyone.
In the case of Elliot's untimely demise, we want to have a backup ready.
Right. And by untimely demise, you just mean I get engaged and stop doing comedy, right?
That's well, what, that would be the worst case scenario. You know? Best case scenario, you'd be dead.
In a car crash. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you die, then we could be like, oh, he wanted to keep working with us.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Otherwise, it's more me turning my back on you guys. Okay.
Or just making a healthy choice.
Yeah. Improving my life. So Brad auditioned for me?
Yeah, it was just at the very end. He said, are you still doing auditions for Elliot? And I was like, hell yeah. And he's like, okay, well, I've been Elliot Weber. And I was like, okay, great. And then give it up for Elliot Galley. And then, you know,
yeah,
you crushed it. So
yeah, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a solid replacement.
Those are the two. Yeah. That was one of the two bits we did last night. The other bit was going. I went up to every comic. So I did like the first 10. Did you do it?
I did it. No, okay. I didn't do it at all.
So I just did the first 10 comics, and every comic I went up to them, I said, "Hey, can I put you up in two? I really need someone to get this room going.
I need someone to come in clutch.
I need someone to come. I need someone who can really like bring this room on fire."
And so there,
everyone's just like, "Oh fuck, okay, yeah."
So that's everyone.
Yeah. So there was like 10 comics walking around. They were like, "Man." I tried to get it going. I was the clutch spot. I was the pinch hitter.
Yeah, and even Dylan Cantor said on stage, he's like, he brought me up here to bring this room back, and I.
Yeah. That was the funniest part. Was the room was so shit? It was horrible.
The whole there was time.
And even after you left, there's absolutely nobody laughed at anything whatsoever. And so, just like putting pressure on ten people,
everyone goes to their A set real quick. They're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me revive this for you.
Literally, there was no laughter. A, it's partially my fault as host. I'll take that.
you did just come out strong and walk a bunch of people.
I'm like, because the Kyle Rittenhouse shit wasn't hitting, so I'm like, let's talk about something local then, I guess. The six people that died on Tuesday.
And then immediately when he's like, hey, well, let's talk about this shooting, some guy turned around, he's like, that's not funny.
I'm like, no, it's not funny. I just think it's kind of funny. Yeah, like, that he sat like in traffic in between. It was at 6 p.m. He was driving from Lakewood to Denver. That's a lot of traffic at 6 p.m.
What podcast do you think you listen to?
Right.
Yeah, or like, that's a good idea.
He's probably listening to 103.1, the local comedy station.
Yeah.
He probably stopped for a Bang Energy drink at some point. You know, it's just fun to put yourself in the shoes of a murderer.
Dude, we're going to get to a point where like mass shootings are sponsored by Bang Energy.
Absolutely.
That was it.
Put a punctuation on that point for sure.
Great, great point there.
Burp brought to you by Modelo.
It also, okay, so there was that, it didn't work, the mic didn't work for that reason. It didn't work, you know, whatever. And also just because like a couple miles away, thousands of homes were burning.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were dying and pets were dying and there's just not a lot of good energy in the air.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can smell it.
Yeah,
you can kind of smell the bad energy.
It kind of smells like burning
rubber.
Cat.
Yeah.
Burning cat.
You know, burning.
It smells like burning memories, really.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of reptile owners in Superior. God, a lot of former reptile owners in Superior, Colorado.
There has to be at least a couple lizards.
My terrarium didn't fit in my car.
Oh, you don't grab the reptiles. Listen, yeah, you don't go back.
Also, if you're in Boulder, just standing outside with your fucking iguana, like, that's not good.
No,
you have to stand close enough to the fire to keep it warm.
Yeah, they'll freeze to death. That's the irony.
We have to flee, but not
you're
too
like, I
far.
Can't. Yeah, you're like, I can't.
We have to stay within the glow of the flame.
Baldwin Benjamin III.
It's the closest replacement to his terrarium light, which is at the heart of that blaze.
They're investigating the cause. Wouldn't that be great? Terrarium light blew over.
Yeah.
No. Oh no. Oh, my snakes.
Just a snake eating the light bulb.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry to everyone who's.
So yeah, mic didn't go great. But anyway, but Dead Room Comedy's happy to take over any mic anytime. Truly.
I don't know if I want to bring this up
for the right price.
Yeah, didn't we like specifically demand more money to do that? And then it just
we just asked to be paid fairly. You know, yeah, that's all that is. And it was a very
because I will do a fucking good job. Walks everyone.
Well,
the thing is,
we're professionals. We walk at least seven people within the first comic.
The people that were were talking. Like they were there to talk. So I'm like, I gotta walk these people out of the room. We got and I did.
That's good hosting.
Yeah, I got to get them out of here. I'm not going to try to get them to listen. They were very excited to see each other. There's no way they were listening.
Yeah.
It was like New a Year's.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. We're talking about death.
This room is for comedians only. Yeah. We want to hear each other's shitty jokes.
In silence for 3 hours.
Please and thank you.
And we want to eat monkey fries that are horrible after the fourth bite.
Truly.
Is it cheesy?
It's
cold fries with Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, yeah.
And diced pickles.
Oh. And this family's like, hey, how have you been since like Sarah passed of cancer? And you're just like yelling at them. You're like, fucking Kyle Rittenhouse! You know?
Yeah. So, you're like, get on out of here. This is our time.
This is our thing.
We don't hold space for you. I don't have to. I'm not your therapist, you know?
Yeah.
So, we can't have Josh on the podcast tonight. That's
fine. Can't have Josh. He has COVID.
This was going to be our big old fat fucking year end, looking ahead.
It was going to be the recap and then the also re-forward. And fucking Josh is not even.
It was going to be the no cap recap.
Is the no cap recap re-forward? Goddamn.
On God.
And Josh isn't even fucking here, so.
No, and he,
Americon took another fucking
life. Like, just tell us, you know, you don't want to be here. You tell us you just want to eat baked goods out of Rachel's, you know, whatever.
Other.
You know, you know, you guys, whatever. I'm not hurt. I'm not hurt. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy he's resting.
I'm glad. I mean, this past year has been, it has been great, and I'm very thankful.
It has been a good year.
It's been a year. It's been
what is the best thing that you think that we have done
this 2021? Year? Probably the Fringe.
Just one event.
Probably the Fringe Festival.
The one event. What are we basing this off of? Where I had the most fun.
It doesn't matter. You can because I ended up
not having any fun at our events. because it's like work. Those Dead Inside shows, it was constant on a show.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
No, that was. Well, that was, I mean, after the shows, when we like figured out how many tickets we sold and after like the second night, that was fun, like celebrating.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, that entire weekend, like I was stressed, super fucking stressed.
Yeah.
Like the entire time.
I think I had a lot of.
So just to recap, my thing that I thought was the best of the year, you got everybody else hated that.
I loved it. No, I loved that we did it.
Listen, I loved it. I loved it.
Okay.
I think committing to that project is what like got us really like
it got us on the map.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I've worked hard before. I was thinking about this today. I've worked hard before, but like when we committed to a sketch a week, I never stopped working. Mm-hmm. It's because you maybe I lost like work ethic for like a day or two, but like the deadlines forced us to keep like just to get back in the habit.
True.
Yeah.
And that So, I don't know. But I had a lot of fun. Like, I think when David was here for the first basement show in April, that was a lot of fun.
The first few basement shows that we did were really fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A huge turnout. That was, like, in the summer.
Yeah.
And it was, like, very chill. People, you know.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, being on mushrooms. Yeah.
The Whippet show that we had, like, the Nitrous show. That was fun.
Yeah. The first time that you and I did... Beats in sync or jokes in sync. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That was
mushrooms.
Excellent.
For the Dead Room.
Really well done. Best execution.
That was like, and we also had the fucking poppers that we.
Yeah,
that
that's
was
right.
Like the last night of the poppers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the tour?
Oh, that
sucked.
Yeah, no, that was great.
Well, I think us getting through the tour.
No, it was good.
Yeah,
the tour was hard, but I don't think that there was. I mean, even though we all had fights with each other pretty much. Natural for any road trip. It was like, it was fun work.
You ate a lot of corn dogs that week, dude.
It was one. I ate a half a corn dog.
Just one, really?
Yeah.
Just a half a corn dog. But it was chili cheese and there was jalapenos in it.
I will say that's a good point. So the road trip was fun because like we fought a lot in the beginning. Jacob and I fought a lot hard.
Yeah.
In the beginning for sure. And at the time I was very adamant or whatever. I've done a lot of reflecting since then and not having spent that much close proximity with that long amount of time with the same people.
Mm-hmm.
I do realize like how much of a dick I can be when I think I'm being funny or sassy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'm just being a cock.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it took that trip to learn that. It's just like, you know, I feel bad that my homies and business partners were in the you know, the scenario for that lesson to learn, but, you know.
No, it's good. Yeah, and also call us life partners.
Life partners.
Life partners,
yes. Please. Please and thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, didn't Biagenda get born this year?
Biagenda was born this year, yeah. Ooh, look who it is.
I'm going to pee when he walks in.
We have
Jesus.
A special guest.
This guy just walked here in the snow from Wash Park.
Give it up
for
your local neighborhood.
Yeah, let's do a quick pause.
Austin Langley.
Can we do a quick pause?
Dead Room Comedy. Dead Room. Dead Room Comedy. Comedy.
You guys, we thought, well, we paused when someone was walking downstairs, and we thought it was going to be Betty White because we were going to have her on a guest today, and then it was Austin.
Yeah,
she can't. Well, we were going to have the hologram.
She canceled last.
It was
minute.
Austin with horrible news.
Not.
What's your horrible news?
I was actually just with her, with her, and she didn't make it. You guys,
fentanyl overdose.
It was heavier than that.
Whoa,
bullet overdose.
Bullet.
Yeah.
Bullet
overdose. Shootout.
Suicide by cop.
Shootout.
It was a shootout. She's crazy.
Betty White died in a shootout.
Thug. I mean, that's the goat we're talking about. You don't think she would have died in a raining bullets?
Like first in Broadway?
No.
Betty White was a local tattoo artist.
I didn't want to tag in on this, but thank you for having me. Yes, it is Austin Langley, and unfortunately,
Betty White.
It's snowing all that Betty White outside. She died so that we could have snow.
In honor, I might as well put some Betty White up my nose.
Betty White Christmas.
Yeah.
No.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, no Betty White up the nose for 2022.
Is that a resolution?
That's one of my resolutions, yeah. The whole year. I did it in 2020, so I think I'm going to do it again in 2022.
You didn't do a single...
No bum ski, no line ski, no gator tails.
It's gonna be no cocaine and one sketch. This year was cocaine and 52.
No baby pinkies, you know.
That's fun.
No talking about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict at 3 a.m. in a basement.
I agree with that.
Makes you miss it. You're just giving up the good life then, huh?
Yeah. Makes you miss it.
Thought you were living your dreams, pal.
One thing that I was gonna write down, but I remembered. So fuck you, Evan. I have a great memory. On our YouTube, we have a playlist, and it says featuring Austin Langley.
It does.
Because this fellow's been in a lot of our sketches.
You know, that is true.
Three?
Yeah. I feel like I always disappoint Jacob.
That's why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do you say that?
This is just my insecurities of my acting or sketch performance.
No, that's how people feel around Jacob. That's how I feel all the time.
Oh, well, I'm glad that they feel that way, but I don't want you to feel that way.
Jacob's still for some reason, an intimidating person for me to perform in front of.
Oh, that's good news.
And it's like, I mean, you're still just a young, like, sack of shit. Like, there's no doubt about it. And there's no reason that I should be intimidated by Jacob in any way whatsoever.
Right.
Especially but physically.
I also know when he gives me props, it's legitimate.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. And I know where it's like coming from. It's my own like insecurity, but yeah, for some reason, the props are legitimate.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, your sketch performance, especially in Michael's Underground Betting.
Yeah.
One of my, the AA sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very funny. Ice AA or whatever. Uh-huh. AA intervention.
That one went over smooth. I liked that one.
That might've been our first, was that the first one of the year?
No.
No, the first one was the Spider Cop. And then it was New Year's. It was the cops essay, and then it was New Year's resolutions, which was the dog bulimia one.
Mm. That was good.
And
that hit hard.
And then it was the drone sketch.
Yeah, you're acting right when you were like,
dude, you guys got 419, bro.
You were like, oh, you got an ice?
Yeah. You get iced?
Yeah, that.
Oh,
right
shit,
there.
Who iced you?
Oh,
Matthew?
No mustache.
Is this you?
Oh, look at that.
And Josh's gross mustache.
Yeah, Josh.
I can't say that enough on this episode.
Yeah, no, I don't want to watch it. But, yeah, you guys, like, switch positions.
Yeah.
Really.
That's a good...
Yeah, there's that one, and there's featuring Kelsey Wood because she was in a bunch too.
Yeah, you know? Kelsey was in the bunch. Oh, Betty White. Oh, holy shit. Was it? Wait. Show Betty White when she was young.
All right.
I like Betty White eating that hot dog. Look at that.
That's Betty White?
I can pretend that hot dog is a hot dog. I made her.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever masturbated to somebody who is already dead?
Oh, dude, that joke will crush tonight. It turns out Betty White's been dead for 16 hours.
That's funny.
Dude, that joke will smash
just all the comics that just heard it already.
They're going to see it coming, and then you're just going to drop 16 hours on them. Oh, man. And then it means still you. That's great. Classic.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I missed it, and I was going to let the conversation
yeah,
move on
just,
over
let's
here.
Let's move on. I don't want to explain it.
I didn't want to ask, but yeah. I'm down to learn.
No, you don't.
I'm
have
happy
to
learn. I'm totally having 16 hours.
No, it's all right. It's
she's a golden girl. What moment. Else?
No, it's not about Betty White. It's not about Betty White. Have you ever masturbated to somebody who is already dead? That happened to me. I was masturbating to this girl. I was like, man, I really like this chick's stuff. Looked her up. Turns out Princess Diana has been dead since 97. I was like, oh, I wish I'd known that before because I would have came way harder.
That's the joke.
Okay.
The intersegue was Betty White as
But
the
everyone's
princess.
Heard it, so now if I say it tonight and I go, oh, it turns out Betty White's been dead for 16 hours.
Everyone's heard what? Your joke?
Yeah, this everyone follows me.
I don't think I have heard that joke.
Okay. First time I heard it.
It crushed. It's been crushing.
You've never gone
It's been crushing lately.
Austin's heard it.
Yeah, actually, I don't know when the last time I've heard one of your subs.
It's
I don't know. I've never heard one of yours ever.
It has been crushing though, because I wasn't a big fan of it.
That worked better than I thought it would.
I wasn't a big fan of that joke at first, and then you changed it up, and it was like 10 times better for sure.
Yeah.
Because the first was like a porn star or something, which is like an obvious take.
Yeah. You should do it. Have you ever done it where you say Anne Frank instead of Princess Diana?
No, I should say like my ex-girlfriend that overdosed on heroin.
No, don't say that.
Nah,
just stick with
the... I was
Miss West Virginia, 2013.
Just a very obscure figure. I was thinking about... I was like, turns out JonBenet Ramsey's been dead for...
tried that one out one night, too. I was like, gross.
No, that's not funny. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, how was... what about you, Elliot? What is your stupid fucking plans for 2021 or whatever, 2022?
I have something. This is a little embarrassing, I think. I'm going to do stand-up completely sober tonight for the first time in like years, probably.
Oh, so that's going to be your thing tonight.
You're not doing that's any fun. Drugs or alcohol?
Yeah.
And wait, for the first time in years?
Oh, sounds like a maze.
For the first time in years?
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
I mean... yeah, but I'm not like, I don't always do it drunk, but I like
mean, with like no chemicals in your system.
Yeah, and like I haven't done, didn't even like smoke weed this morning or anything. So like full 24 hours of no substances. Yeah, probably years.
That's fun.
Probably since 2020.
Caffeine?
Oh, well, who are you?
I'm just trying. I mean, I'm obviously.
Yeah, I drink coffee.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I just so wasn't not, sure if you were like a so fucking nerd, dude.
Yeah. A nerd sober?
Yeah. Yeah,
so you're not caffeine. Sober. Because you're drinking coffee.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean,
well, that still counts as sober.
I'm just going to pray. Yeah, okay, yeah. So I'm just going to, I'll pray the coffee out of my system before I get up there.
That's cool. I'm excited for that. I remember you telling me that it's always like one of your biggest things is like you're worried that you're not going to be able to be funny if you're not drunk or high or whatever.
I say that a lot.
Well,
every day.
You told that to me.
It's actually more of a cry of help.
Yeah, it is.
It's like every time I hear it, I'm like, man, Elliot's in a bad place.
I'm like, dude, you're bombing when you're wasted. So what's it?
No. I'm just, Well, man, I'm worried I'm not going to be funny when I'm drunk. Well, you're just drunk and not funny. So I don't think that's something to worry about. So that's, I guess, end of this year into the start of next year, just for fun. I probably won't make it a habit.
A little funsies.
Yeah, I don't want to make it like a regular thing. But
I think that's a good foot to start a year on.
Yeah.
You know, or step.
Yeah, end of year, start of year.
Yeah.
So anyway, hey, Jacob, what's your name?
Oh.
Well, we're thinking about getting some...
God, that was fun.
That was an experience.
Dude, I heard that Reset... Is that like a nationwide thing? Because I saw there was a Reset in Miami.
I think it's just the name they took.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a Reset festival in Miami, and it had like the same... It was like the same like glitch. Yeah, it was like the glitch Reset. I don't know if it's
maybe.
I don't know.
Was that that's the music festival you guys did?
Yeah, yeah, we're on a bunch of MDMA. Oh, okay. Well,
they
yeah,
have,
it might be.
They have, no, they have the trainers. Property.
Yeah, they had. Well, oh, yeah, they had.
They
the
had
property,
the property.
Yeah. And so they, somebody, yeah. somebody
I think
else
rented it out because it seemed like there was multiple other people involved.
Yeah,
and those guys yeah. were just like sitting on the property hanging.
Yeah, there's
out.
No way because there was. I mean, how many people? There was like 500 people.
That
there,
one
maybe.
Dude that kept
and the
trying
one,
to
there's
get
only
us
one
to smoke
dude.
DMT
yeah,
there's a from
yeah.
pen.
Yeah. Ted yeah, who was on. Ted. There's no way Ted on LSD could have ran the market.
Yeah, there's no way that's
the entire fucking festival.
Ted's festival.
Bro, he was out of his fucking mind.
That's what he
yeah,
would have named
Ted,
it.
Was Ted
Ted's
was
festival.
He was absolutely insane. He was by 3 a.m. Bro, he was out of his fucking nut. Yeah, he was
the amount of drugs.
Dude, he was like, dude, he hugged me and sweat was just dripping on my face. It was disgusting. He was just like, he was wet. He was soaking wet with his own sweat.
All so. Wet Ted, yeah.
But all it's wet it's crazy that he ran, you know, a bunch of different.
No, he had the property. He had the property.
Okay, so Wet Ted had a field.
No, he just lives in the middle of nowhere. That's,
yeah, that's
with no literally, geographical features.
Where
exactly.
Some like acid head was driving by, and they were like, "We could use that."
Yeah.
There's another character showing up.
Ah, Quentin Johnson, everybody. He's
oh,
here.
Dude, he looks like Marv from...
oh, fuck.
Quentin, how are you?
Quentin Johnson.
Oh, Quentin Johnson.
Looks like we have a whole homie reunion into the new year of 2022. Jesus Christ.
What?
Is the amount of snow on Quentin's head?
I know. Saw yeah, it go, when hey, go walking. Brush your head off outside.
Hey, can you just...
No, there's a lot. You can't see it, but
yeah,
there's a lot.
Just take off your clothes outside.
Just leave everything you brought right there and just bring your body on in.
This is a COVID-19 positive household, okay?
The old sweat lodge.
If you don't like it, get out.
The old men's sweat lodge. You guys ever done one?
It was called a bathhouse, but I think it was similar.
Oh, there's like a
old sweat lodge.
What are you doing, Jeff?
Oh, we you guys gonna
yeah. We invited Austin and Quentin here because they have both prepared statements on what Dead Room Comedy has meant to them.
What does Dead Room mean to you,
in 2021? Right, Quentin. Wink, wink. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Okay. It's cool. Austin, you're for
Dead Room.
Oh, no.
Don't offer those to him.
Oh, are you recovering?
I'm on the process.
Day five,
oh,
baby.
Okay. That's what's up. What's up?
Never mind. Never mind. Unless you want one. No,
I can't. Look how good he looks. You can't tell.
No, I can. Yeah.
He went on
a
date.
He's been shining.
He's been shining.
Yeah.
Take a seat.
Yes. Yeah. Climb over, under.
Yeah, if you want to sit.
Or you can come through. Yeah, go through Jacob's room and around.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll share a microphone, Quentin.
Cool. So
there's a bar stool or something.
Here, you scoot over. Get him in there.
So I'm doing the show sober tonight. And what are you guys doing?
Probably just the usual reefer.
Okay. Or nitrous. Oh. I think I'm gonna buy 50 canisters of nitrous.
Is this incriminating? Should we be doing this?
No, because it's legal. You can do it. So
yeah.
And I really have no. I'm leaving all of this in 2021, so nobody can incriminate me.
Was it 2021 that I did the set on Nitrous or tried to do jokes?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was here?
Yeah, that was 2021.
At the basement show?
Yeah.
I tried to take a whip it and do Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I remember because you wanted to get the big laugh.
And I wanted to, honestly, that's all I wanted was laugh while I was all high on Nitrous.
It has, everything's been this year because last year we were doing Lincoln Station. That was basically it, right?
Lincoln Station.
Yeah, that was so long ago.
That was where we were at a year ago.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think. What were we doing Caillou in 2021?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
we did that in like April.
That was after Lincoln Station.
We were still doing Lincoln Station into 2021. We did it up until because we had
like March.
We had the April Fool showcase, and that was after the mic had ended.
Yeah,
and then
we did one more later than that.
We did one. No, May 27th.
Like yeah.
Yeah, it was my birthday, and then that was it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah. No, a year ago, like Dead Room Comedy was just Lincoln Station open mic, and then we had the Parker showcase.
Yeah.
God,
I forgot about that.
Shit show.
And then we went on the road once. A couple of times. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. But we're also navigating around getting outside city limits to legally do a show.
Yeah.
And
the Lone Tree and the Parker was
they were
less
more,
mask mandate for sure.
Yeah. They were more relaxed, but they were also less liberal.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Drunken Spelling Bee was always fun.
March.
Oh, Drunken Spelling Bee.
People get so mad when I would give them a super easy word in the last round, and Austin,
dude,
and Austin would hit them with like.
I just didn't know how to play the game.
There was a few.
I mean, I knew how to play the game, but I was too dumb.
Dude, there was a few of the games where I was like. Like, as an umpire, I was like, oh, that was not good. You know, because, like, somebody... Because there's $100 on the line.
Yeah. Oh, then, yeah.
And it's, like, the final round, bro. And people, they're drunk. They're invested, bro. They've spent, like, what, 2.5 hours there? And they're right on it. And then somebody, it's like, you know, fucking arachnophobia or some, like, long, multi-fucking syllable sentence. And then the other one's like, what was it? You said rhinoceros, which was it's a pretty easy word. And that, that woman.
Oh, I
out.
Mispronounced a word in the finals.
Yes, that's another thing.
And yeah, people they were live, mad. People get,
that was
people your
get,
friends.
That was my standard for.
Oh yeah, August.
Well, I would only give out words that I could pronounce, which meant that it was pretty easy words coming out of my mouth.
Oh yeah, listen, that was my rule too.
Yeah.
I thought I knew what I was doing.
I was stressed where I was like Googling words before trying to like say them, just because if they had came at me, I'd be like.
Yeah. That was a shit show.
That was fun, though.
It was fun. Yeah.
You guys had that was a hot
yeah,
round.
Yeah,
we had
Last Laughs at First Draft. That was fun for a little bit.
A couple times.
Things
got stale, I guess, with a lot of the stuff we did.
A lot of balconies. Yeah, a lot of balcony. Well, I mean, Giordano's, God bless their hearts, because they run a good show.
They do.
Yeah.
The rooms haven't been super hot lately, but I'm going to get
some COVID. Same thing. I think it's gotten a little stale, but it has been since the reintroduction of the mask mandate.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would
picture me in green face.
It's not our fault. It's the liberals.
Jacob is girl boss.
Oh, me girl bossing.
Is this our Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh.
We had Dead Inside. We had the Dead Inside.
Did we do the ice bucket challenge? What's that?
No, that's Elliot. That's you.
No, oh, yeah. The water.
When I did the ice bucket challenge.
Sketch, yeah. We did Aqua Soul that closed.
Oh, it closed.
That's in Pagosa.
Yeah. Like Drew Mitchell.
Hey, are we the kiss of death?
Yeah, everything that we touch dies.
Gone out of business since we've been
there. Name's Dead Room Comedy, so.
Dead Room.
Not a sign of life.
Oh, Chick-fil-A and
Poppers.
Poppers, that was the night.
Yeah, Jeff calls that intermittent fasting. He gets that for breakfast.
Chick-fil-A and Poppers. Intermittent fasting.
Broken Cage came and went pretty quick. I think they'd have us back.
You're not doing Broken Cage anymore.
Yeah, they said they'd have us back.
Okay.
Eventually, whenever.
Yeah. Is this true? Did you move here this year?
I moved here last year in July, something like the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I was here in 2015 for like exactly a year.
Okay. So never mind. I thought you moved here last year.
No, it's been about a year and a half.
You did comedy here in 2015?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's when I first started.
So 2021 July you moved here, or 2020 July?
2020 July.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Did you do any of the like the backyard open mics during the summer of 2020?
Oh, those were wild.
I did all of Undergrounds.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't do.
But you never did
like
Isaac Robinson's.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
No.
Hot Boy Summer, dude. I miss him.
Did he become a professional cyclist or something?
Yeah, and he has a girlfriend, and he just stopped doing comedy. But I seriously miss him, dude.
Well,
Jesus,
that was nice. Can we try that?
Break out the Dyson.
Classic comedy. You guys don't have a Dyson.
Yes, we do.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
I've never seen a vacuum in this place.
Boom! Yeah, right there.
Wow.
What is your most audacious goal? This is an open question for everybody. What is your most audacious goal for 2022?
Okay. I'll go. I'll do it. Okay. I want to find 500 people to give me $10 a month to do comedy. Does that make sense?
Like a
page from? Yeah. I think that's the way to do it. I read a good article. You only need It was called 1,000 True Fans. And the guy was like, if you want to make it in any sort of show business or arts, all you need is 1,000 people to give you $10 a month. That'll be over $100,000 a year. That's a good living by anyone's standards.
Hmm.
I dropped it down to 500. And it's not that crazy. It's not that unmanageable to find. And if you're putting out good content, good comedy, putting out like maybe every 3 months, you put out a 15-minute recording and then you keep putting out sketches and whatever else you can think of and put out.
Yeah.
I think there's people that would pay that. So I want to at least get started on that. And it's probably like Patreon or something like that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think it would take a lot of like endurance and just stamina.
Yeah. But if you think about how like you get your friends and family to do it first, people that like care about you as a person and want to support you. And then you start developing people that discover you and go, oh, wow, that's actually really, like, I like the things he's doing.
Yeah, because I think that there are people that have a lot of money that don't do that aren't in the creative aren't in the creative fields. They have a lot of money, and they generally do want to support you. But it's weird to just give you money straight up. Wow. And they definitely can. I think they have the income to it. So when you just give them something where they can be like, yeah, here's your money. Because that's what I found with poetry. I don't think people like necessarily like poetry or even read the book sometimes. Sometimes it's just like, oh, this is my way of supporting art.
Yeah,
exactly. For you.
And it's a physical, tangible thing.
Yeah, and I proved, like, I'm working hard. Like, here's something. And they're like, okay, yeah.
A lot of older people cater to that, especially.
Yeah, especially because they respect that.
I mean,
it's the respect of, like, you know, creating a product and actually, you know, you're almost using it as a medium to be like, hey, this is just a representation of how much you support me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That model that you showed, the pyramid model, that makes sense because that's like if you have a bulk of your free audience, that's like probably 100,000 people or 50,000 people or whatever. Donors and Patreon smaller, and then the people who actually pay consistently is like the smallest amount of your audience.
Yeah.
But if you can get that up to 500 people, then you're solid.
And that's not that many people.
So where's the 100 in the orange?
No, yeah. Well, the 500.
That's what I said is 500.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the majority would be people who like follow you on Instagram.
Or
whatever.
Huh.
Yeah.
$100,000 per year, man. That would be. That doesn't seem that difficult.
No.
At all.
Right. But then it's also like you got to put your stuff behind a paywall a little bit. But that's also,
of course,
you're probably the best at this, Jeff. Like understanding what you're worth. Like, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I'm working really hard at this, and I'm not going to do something for $15 a night. I'm going to need 150 because otherwise it's not worth my time.
Right.
Yeah. You just got to start. Like, that's the only way I realize that I'm going to enjoy it long term.
Yeah.
Is if I put up, like, stick up for myself now, I'm going to learn how to stick up for myself. And then I, like, there's such low stakes in a local comedy scene that if you do make it, or, you know, when bigger conversations, contracts and stuff, I'll just have the confidence in, like, these little experiences.
No, that's very true. And it's like beginning out in any sector of the entertainment industry, everyone's treated like shit, whether you're like an actor, comedian, music producer, whatever. Like, it's such a big pool of competitors that people are willing to do something for so little money.
Yeah.
But if you get that, you know, it's just the confidence that comes along with that.
Yeah. Isn't that a little bit odd? Like, they see, like, everybody's uncle's a lawyer, right? So, like, you go to, like, a family reunion, you can see, like, one or two lawyers.
Yeah.
But not too often do you come across, like, an entertainer.
No.
Like, I wouldn't think it'd be as saturated as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's perception, and we're in it. People from the outside have no idea. Like, people ask me about open mics, like, civilians. And I'm like, oh, there's probably, like, 500 comedians in Denver.
Right.
And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah. People that have done comedy or, like, consider themselves working in the craft of comedy, there's tons. You just have to go out every night and then you'll see them.
Yeah. I'd say there's probably about like 100 and maybe like 100 or 150 comics that go out close to every night.
No.
Maybe 50?
Yeah.
50 is more.
60, yeah.
60. Yeah. Right now with COVID and stuff. Pre-pandemic, there was like, yeah, it seemed like there was like 100. Almost 150 active comics.
Yeah.
Not every night, but like within a span of three nights, you'd have all 150 out at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's not as like, there's also people that have progressed past an open mic stage where they're not doing that all the time.
That too.
But like,
which is a mistake.
Huh.
But if you're talking about like everybody in the Denver comedy scene who's not doing open mics, but who's doing showcases, that's probably like 400 or 500.
Yeah. Quentin, what's your most audacious goal of 2022?
Last year my goal was just like read a book a week.
Yeah.
I probably made it like a month and a half through that.
Yeah, it's a lot of reading.
Yeah. I'd like to continue that. I think I would like to like really just kind of start like getting my life together, like with my finances, you know, maybe like put money into a 401k.
Never heard of her.
I still don't know.
It's not that audacious, but
my most audacious goal is to
audacious goal is paying off my credit card bill. Yeah.
I would like to pay taxes this year is my most audacious goal.
Start preparing, it sounds like.
Yeah. That's not too audacious though.
But it's like it's a completely like mental flip.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, rather than reacting to life, preparing for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin?
Goal for me.
this upcoming year, I guess, would just be pay bills and rent through.
Is that something you've not been doing?
I mean, it's been helping, but it's only previous that I haven't had like consistent work. Mm-hmm. Like this catering gig might have some more time to offer. For the last like week, I've had high hopes and was like, yeah, it's gonna be dope. Shit's gonna happen. And then I paid rent today and it fucking just felt like I shit the bed.
Wait, because you have no money left?
Yeah. It's like, fuck. I gotta like, I don't know. It's whatever. Fresh start. But yeah, I would like to get a couple rooms myself going. Whether it would be ultimately like dope if it was in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I feel like I live in a neighborhood that people would show up if it was available, or even if like an outdoor show at the summertime at that Blackbird, but it's right on Alameda, so it's loud and shit.
Yeah.
But there's a few spots that could be fun.
Yeah, and you do a lot of innovating. You do creative stuff like the pickup truck mic and all that.
Yeah. I think so basically just start, I guess, making a living.
Survive.
Yeah.
Get a job.
Finances. Yeah.
Basically.
That's kind of
not
my goal
even
too.
Necessarily get a job, but survive through comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, because I have work, but it's not like going there every day waiting tables where you make a fat stack of cash and go home.
Yeah.
And don't have to stress about the thing.
That is nice.
So yeah.
fat stacks of cash are cool.
But I mean, I feel like the mic I host, Bingo's money. Might just buy Bingo shit.
Yeah, bro, really lean into the Bingo thing. You could be like one of the biggest Bingo.
I could see that.
Dude, I watched a Bingo documentary the other day.
And you could go on like America's Got Bingo and then just like make a bunch of money.
B11. Look at him go. Yeah,
I know. There's like a couple guys where there's like a segment in the documentary where they're talking about like the OG goats. The ball callers that are just like rhymes on every number, like slinging them, like super entertaining.
Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah. If I see one at the thrift store, I'll definitely pick it up.
The Bingo documentary.
I don't know if that was it, but that one looks... I don't know why there's a troll on it.
Looks terrifying. Well,
holy shit, what was that first fact? There are more people that go to Bingo than movie theaters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Everything combined.
What?
Yeah. What?
It's like $600 billion in revenue.
Dude, it was... It's like, yeah.
Bro, this is a good market.
Yo, talk about big Bingo.
Dude, these people... So this was the first
rock
time...
Rock concerts?
Yeah. Dude, this was the first time...
But if you include ska, then it...
God, holy
well,
shit.
Bingo's like an everyday thing, right?
Dude, you know, these people were excited. Like, so. I was... Yeah. If you guys want to go play Bingo for Jeff tomorrow...
Concerts honestly on every single day.
Yeah.
What?
Not literally.
Well, you should let me know before that. You should let me know before that. Before right now.
Anyway, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be up really late tonight.
Do what?
I just don't know if I could get there, no problem. It's just my van.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll be doing it. I'll do it. The Bingo tomorrow at 11 a.m. Because him and I are switching off his host.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking, we're going to be up really late tonight, but.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Jacob, what's your goal?
I listed out a goal. I would like to, at least in terms of the latter half of 2022, I was thinking about going on the road and getting like a car, something along those lines. And I don't know if this would be accomplished in 2022, but my goal would be to make enough money on the road, either through the internet or through physical comedy, monthly to be able to move to New York City and rent an apartment with even like two or three other people, but just pay my food and utilities and whatever through comedy. So it's similar. But
okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to move to New York without making a decent amount of money, most likely via the internet.
I think you could move to New York. Because I know it's hard for people to move there and start getting booked consistently, especially once you move there. Like when you're visiting, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you did like two or three more things and kind of became undeniably viral on TikTok.
Yeah. That was my plan. Like my plan, you know, like the Instagram and the TikTok thing are like what is most popping off, at least in terms of my comedy career. And so I was thinking about like really leaning into that. Because, like, when you have, you know, like, over, it's so vain and fucking egotistical or whatever, but, like, if you have, like, over 10K Instagram followers and you come up to, like, a New York City promoter and you're like, hey, if you get me on your show, I can post on my story and it gets 1,000, 2,000 views. Like, yeah. You know, it's... Yeah.
It works. Use it to your advantage. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I think that's true. I mean, I'm like, because your shit's really popped off. I mean, like, how many followers do you have now?
Like 287K.
That's pretty damn good.
Wait, 287K?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, like, what TikToker, because I'm not even on it. So, as mm-hmm. someone who's not on TikTok, but, like, I know, I mean, what are, like, the people that, like, are known, how many, like, followers do they have?
So
how
far are you? I would say, like, to be TikTok famous or, like, verify, it would be, like, 1 million.
Okay.
Which is not that far. I mean, because, like, TikTok is such a sticky platform that you can get
growth is exponential.
Oh, it's so easy. Well, it's not exponential. That's the thing. It's like you would think it's exponential. I guess it depends on how you create content, but usually what happens is you have, like, one thing blow up that's really big, you get a huge influx of followers, and then it either stays the same or kind of peters down for, like, 6 months, and then another huge explosion.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's like I would fucking quit TikTok, but it's like, the actual benefits that I've seen from Instagram and from meeting people and whatever, like, it is beneficial. So, I don't know. Find a way to do that and also not be mentally ill by looking at social media, like, literally 18 hours
a day. I was going to say, like, how many social media accounts should you have, like, max?
Me?
Right.
Like, just in general.
I have, like, 3 TikTok accounts, 4 Instagrams.
3 TikToks?
What? Yeah, 3 TikToks.
Accounts. I have...
4 Instagrams?
Well,
accounts?
I mean, one of them's Dead Room, but I have...
You just started that.
Jankum Jones, Jonkum Jims, Dead Room.
Mid-tier. Yeah, so you're in the...
But like, yeah, I'm, like mid-tier influencer, I would say.
Yeah, but you're coming up on it quick.
But, like, society as a whole, like, how many social media platforms should a person have? Like, probably not more than 2, ideally.
0.
For
the benefit of society, 0.
Well, yeah.
But I do exist.
For the benefit of your mental health.
Well, it's confusing because they are tools and
macro
they're effective.
Influencers. Yeah, that's what I would say. If you're over 70...
That's where you want to get.
Yeah, if you're over 750,000, that's when you really start seeing benefits and shit.
Damn.
But I've just gotten, like, sent, like... You know, free random shit or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't mean you'd be so pessimistic on the subject. Like, how long did it take you to get almost 300 views, 300,000?
I started followers. TikTok in 2019, like late 2019, I think. So it's been just over a year, maybe, or maybe like 16 months.
Damn.
Dude, I remember I was with you guys. Remember when I found out that I had my first viral video? Somebody texted me and they were like, oh, I saw you on my For You page. And then I checked TikTok, and it was that shit pipe
video. Yeah.
We were all in the room. I don't even know. I'm not sure if you were there.
I remember when it happened. I don't know if I was there.
But, like, yeah, it's, yeah. If that had never happened, I probably would have never followed through with TikTok.
What do you think about hiring a manager to take care of your social media? You can detach from the mental illness part of it.
That would be...
You just become the content creator, and then you pay someone, like a college kid... $12 an hour. It would be part time for them.
Yeah.
You post it. You respond. Here's what I have. You know, what's your issue with that?
Jacob's gone from the profile. Like, if he wants it done right, he's got to do it himself. Like, that kid is not gonna know. And then all of a sudden,
oh right,
that kid's not gonna know how to respond as Jacob. We're not gonna be able to. Like, maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't have somebody. Like, the mentally ill thing is that, like, I would still want to see how many likes there are, and I'd still want to see the comments, and if the comment, like, if somebody commented and I wanted to respond to it, like, I immediately get wrapped back
up. Right, and TikTok's a little bit different than Facebook and Instagram, whereas, like, they have, like, statuses or, like, pictures, whereas, like, TikTok is usually, like, videos.
TikTok is just pure content. And it's just, it's unlike any other app that I've ever been on. It's so insanely addictive and, like, hyper, just, it's fucked up.
What do you mean Jacob needs to be in control of the app to, like, build his brand?
In order for it to be authentic, I would have to be on the app
to be authentic.
How do you I don't understand
I'm imagining to run a successful platform, you gotta, like, post videos, you gotta engage with content, you gotta comment, you gotta, like, know how to hashtag and all that shit, and someone could know how to mimic where Jacob's at now, but Jacob is a living organism that's growing and responding in the moment, and he's just gotta be that personality, otherwise it becomes redundant and stale, I think.
Oh,
that was my plan for if I was gonna it's still up in the air, but if I was going to road trip for like 6 months or whatever, I would just focus all of my time on writing and creating content.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like just seeing what happened in 6 months.
But that's, yeah, I guess my different, like that, the part I hate is the engagement. The part I like is the content creation. So I would, what I would like to do is create content and then just have someone else handle all the engagement. If there's a pressing DM that comes up, let me know. If there's booking requests that come up, you can write that out. If someone asks to book me, here's what I cost. Here's,
yeah.
Give them access to
you. You mean you have no, you're not even looking at the TikTok. Like you're creating the content,
mm-hmm.
and then you're never even seeing how it's doing on the platform.
Exactly. That's
you're
great.
Just getting stat reports.
Post it and leave it. I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want to see the comments unless someone is.
That's something that does kind of attract me. Like I've done that before, like where you post something and then I'll like delete the app and I don't want to like know anything about it.
Yeah, I could see. Hours. Okay.
But that would be nice, but I think especially with TikTok and shit, you have to be on the app to like create.
To grow.
I mean, you can post videos and stuff, but like there's so many features on TikTok that you would want to use.
I could see there being a built into the algorithm if that they don't reward users that don't spend time on the app. Like
yeah.
they don't push those videos.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I could see that being built.
But I guess the thing is maybe create the following on your own. And then once you get to a point where you're satisfied with your following and you can monetize it, then get out.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's probably, I mean,
you're like,
probably,
I'm good. It doesn't matter anymore.
I think that's what usually happens anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get an Instagram profile that has over a million followers, like you can easily pass that off onto somebody.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to have someone to filter out the spam. Just tell me if there's anything important. This is your job. Have fun.
Yeah.
Post what I make. Respond to stuff if it's urgent.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
We got to get a buoyant twink intern for comedy.
I think Jacob should just break the algorithm and start a true crime TikTok.
I should start a true crime.
You should
TikTok. True crime. I've been watching a lot of true crime, actually. So.
I've been committing a lot of true crimes, actually. So it'd be perfect.
No, the crimes are false. I'm innocent. But the murder's real. So
statute of limitations is up at the end of the year. So. Is that how that works? Do crimes tonight. They can't get you next year.
Have you guys... I watched a lot of people die on the internet recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just watching people die at work. Because okay. mm-hmm. It was a slow week. There's like nothing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. It was just... as crazy.
Not a sign of life.
I was just... It's a Reddit r/morbid reality.
Did you have a favorite one?
Man, there's a lot of them. There's like witch burnings and like people who, you know.
Witch burnings.
It's crazy. You know that there's places in Africa that still do witch burnings. And it's crazy because they film it on cell phone cameras.
Which is?
So it's like, holy shit, they.
Witchcraft.
Yeah, so. Well, yeah, they believe in witches and they're filming it on a cell phone. It doesn't matter.
I can imagine that cell phones aren't. Well, okay.
It's probably witch. I mean, whatever.
Are they shot in 4K?
There was a picture of a dissected child's lung, and it was it wasn't dissected, but it was like, you know when they have it halved?
Yeah.
So you can see inside. It was halved, and it was...
Like a real one or a cartoon?
No, it was a real one, but it was the peanut that was stuck in the trachea.
Ah.
And so they molded it to show what can happen if... your kid's stupid.
That's not even a peanut allergy. That's just a poor execution.
Yeah, that's just.
Have you ever been to Body Works Museum exhibit?
No, but you can look it up. Look it up, Evan. Look up like.
I would rather.
No, it's not. It's not gross. It's like in a.
You mean if like a kid's choking and that's how he dies?
Well, it was a peanut that was stuck in the trachea.
There's an art exhibit.
It was choking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was on display.
That was your question.
Yeah. Okay. What's the trachea?
It was on display.
It's that picture right there. So look, those are the child's lungs, and that is the peanut right there.
Okay.
That got lodged.
Yeah. So like.
Because he inhaled it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Kind of looks like
that. Yeah, that's the Reddit. r/morbid reality.
r/morbid reality. My mom just delivered the Heimlich on a kid. And
oh, nice.
Saved him.
Good.
Right before Christmas.
Killed him. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
There's a museum.
She did the reverse Heimlich, and she fucking killed him.
Yeah, there's a museum exhibit called Body Works. That's just humans on display, and there was like a pregnant woman that was just like halved, so you could see her and her pregnant belly.
Yeah, that was in like Chicago when I was growing up.
It was in L.A. when I was there. I went by. There was a bunch
a real
of like
woman.
Yeah,
you could see the. Baby
you can like sacrifice your body to science. There was ones that were like dancers. There was like intercourse ones.
Oh,
intimate ones. There's full on. There was like
put
little serial.
Put my penis in a vagina for life.
Wait, yeah. And they're real bodies.
They're real bodies.
They're just taxidermied.
Basic. No, these are preserved. Like preserved. Like these are still the. Yeah, look at Body Works, right. Bro.
Hmm.
Nightmares. That would actually be sick,
nightmares. Dude.
For your
there was
body
like little kids
art exhibit forever.
I think it's a
there was like little kids running around being like, "Look at the penis." I'm like, "All right, you serial
you're like,
killer."
This is art.
Yeah, I'm like, this is also insane.
Nightmare, nightmare, yeah, nightmare.
Dude, we should take a bunch of fucking acid.
Yeah, do that one. Go do that to the body yeah, works. Yeah, hit the, click that one.
Yeah, let's
it
go.
Is,
oh,
it,
Jesus
it's
Christ!
Eerie
can you imagine?
As fuck.
Wow. Just take a bunch of mushrooms and go to the.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. What the fuck is that? That's a steak, dude.
That's Body Works.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Is she wow, putting her knee in his crotch?
Whoa, look at that spine.
Oh, and the brain is out
that's
and the
our,
lungs are
okay,
out?
This, yeah, this is an audio podcast, so we're looking at...
I might pass out.
Some body holding another body, knees
how
in the groin.
Going? Nope, I might literally go unconscious.
Why? Brain. Close your eyes.
Is this gross?
Look at that guy showing him.
Let bring up the cartel beheadings.
Let's actually know? Let's see that if we can get Elliot job. To pass out.
Yeah, let's get. Go to,
I took an athletic training class.
Hold open his eyes.
Hold open his eyes like a clockwork orange, and then type in liveleak.com.
I took athletic training, so it's like all sports injuries. And the first day of the class, he just shows this compilation video of like horrific sports injuries. Okay. He's like, some people get queasy, no big deal if you need to step out of the room. And I tried to stand up and leave, but I fainted at my desk.
What's the video called?
it was just like compound leg fractures with the bones coming out.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
People getting like, there was horrific. The one where, there was
yeah,
the hockey.
Can we pull up compound bone fractures, legs falling out of bones?
Yeah, can we do that?
Elliot's leaving. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, I was, and it was embarrassing because I fainted. And
it's not embarrassing.
Know. Well, yeah, but I was the only one.
You don't have control over that. It's just your body
yeah.
reacting.
Well, yeah, but I, you know, came to and felt embarrassed.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because he was like, he's yeah. like, yeah, some, you know, it yeah. happened. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, not me. I'm a big, strong, tough guy, obviously.
Yeah,
so.
But it yeah. shows that you have feelings. And so it's yeah. like, that's a real flex. It's not a flex to, you know,
yeah. oh,
watch
I should've,
people die.
Should have played that into my advantage. Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely psychotic.
I do it like once every 2 months.
I like hot air balloon crashes.
That's your thing?
I do.
I hate hot air balloons.
Car accident.
I'm like vanilla when it comes to fail videos. You keep it to like...
I don't even want
to
see a broken
foot. Just a guy
foot.
Tripping and falling on the yeah. ice and I'll yeah. giggle.
It's got failed videos make me like super... Failed videos make me like really anxious. Yeah.
Really?
I can't watch them.
Dude, show me like the real fail videos of like oil rigs malfunctioning and oh like 80 God. People dying on the security camera. That's like the real fail videos that I'm into.
I want to see bridge collapses.
Yeah, bro, those are massive.
I want to see 9/11 again.
Oh man, there's a lot of that's like the ultimate fail video.
That is the ultimate fail video.
Oh, hot air balloon clashes. Yeah,
for some it's the ultimate success video.
Dude, I just don't want to.
It's not even that. It's not bad.
It's hot air balloon crashes.
I just want to see people die.
There were no survivors. 16 fatalities and an unprecedented Jesus. Death toll for a hot air balloon crash in the United States.
Does anybody have the video how Kobe died yet?
We oh, watch
that.
Dude.
No, we can't watch that.
Oh, now it's now when it's a famous person.
You know, I did see the picture of a Stephen Paddock, who was the shooter for the Las Vegas shooting, the country music.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Video what
was the casino card again? Mandalay Bay, off. I think?
Yeah, it was Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay.
And then I watched a whole documentary about it, and I don't think he did it.
Oh. And let's just say they got the wrong guy.
Yeah, let's just say that he was a plant. No, oh, I don't know. I don't man. Know anything about it.
Rhymes with small fly.
Rhymes with Bluminati.
Hey, well, good podcast, guys. This has been fun.
Great podcast. We had a lot of fun, you know.
Was I too early to sign off?
Huh?
I mean...
Well, my goal...
Oh, you're still here?
...is to be Pokemon Blue.
Okay.
And I'm glad I got to talk about it. Thank you for asking me about my goal.
How far are you?
Hmm?
Look, I'm engaged now.
Evan, what's your goal?
I told you guys last night while I was at the mic I didn't want to go up. I'm never going to say that next year.
Nice.
Yeah. If I go.
Oh, sorry.
If you go to a mic, you're never going to not go up.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. That's a good. That is a good audacious goal. Yeah.
I like that. And you're still going to go to mics. Oh, yeah.
And it's simple. And it's a good hard line, hard standard.
Yes.
Pass, fail.
Yeah. We know Josh's goal is to become the guy that is on the microphone at the ball arena. So.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a 2022, like a media goal, but it is a goal of his.
No, I know for a fact that Josh's goal for 2022 is to be on TV. Made a Facebook post about it.
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that is great. I think that he's manifesting it, and I think that he will be on TV in 2022. Kind of a dying medium. But, you know.
Hey, Josh, I'm on TikTok.
All right, so what time is it?
I think it's like 8:30.
No, it's like 8:20.
8:17.
Okay, so pretty soon we're going to... What's the current temperature?
Current temperature outside is 18 degrees.
Is it?
And I think you guys are still being soft about how cold it's going to be. It's going to be fine.
It is going to be fine. It's just cold, though. It's 18 degrees and we have an outdoor show. Can we just embrace that?
The snow is helping out a lot.
Yeah. We don't have to pretend. I think
we're going out with a bang, I guess. I mean,
I think that we should lean into how uncomfortable it is. Yeah. That's the only thing that we can do. Piss the pants because then... It will freeze.
Don't piss your pants. That's just how you get hypothermia. It'll be much more cold afterwards. It only stays warm for a brief time.
Amateur.
I peed my snow pants once, dude. I'll never again. Never again.
When did you? I mean, was it during the day?
It was elementary school. We just came in from recess.
Were you drunk?
I know. I got put in timeout, and I was like too embarrassed to ask to go to the bathroom. And I pissed my pants. Mm-hmm. And that was a snow pants.
That was
too.
Less embarrassing.
No, I was still embarrassed. I cried. Yeah.
What do you think episode title for this one? Hot air balloon crash, piss my pants party?
Rabbits in the basement.
Elliot passes out at cartel beheading video.
Rabbits in the basement.
Let's close out with that song again.
Dead room comedy with Jacob, Elliot, and Jeff. Not a sign of life.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Follow Dead Room Comedy on everything.